We are here at the Summer Cattle Industry Convention in Denver, Colorado. With me is Dr. Ron Ward, who is a professor emeritus for the Food and Resource Economics Department of the University of Florida, my old alma mater. And he just did a new economic study of the Beef Checkoff Program. And Ron, tell us a little bit about what you found.
Well, we've done the evaluation several years now, and this is an update using data through 2008. And basically, we're looking at what drives the demand for beef with trying to figure out the impact of the checkoff. And over the years and in this study, pretty well shows that it has a positive impact. And something that's unique in the study this time is that separate out, when we look at demand, we look at attracting people to the market, becoming a beef consumer. About 78% of the people buy beef in a two-week period. So one thing we measure is, does the checkoff attract people to the market or not? And then the second thing, once you're a consumer, how much do you consume? And so the second part of the study measures, did the checkoff have an impact on how much beef was actually consumed? And we're using a beef servings data set. It's 48,000 observations in the data set, so it's really represented the U.S. Demographically, and so we know the impact from attracting people to the market and the impact from the servings. And what we find is, number one, has a positive effect on both, and which is good news. And we've seen some of that before. And then in the study, we show a range of impacts. And the extreme would be, what if there were no program at all? And then what if? Then actual programs. And if you look at the numbers in terms of these extremes, it ranges about 3 percentage points. If there were no checkoff program at all, a conclusion is from 2003 through 2008, that's the more recent period, about 75% of the people would buy beef in a two-week period. With the program, I think it's 75.8 if you want to be precise. And then with the program, it's 78.8. So about a 3 percentage point difference in terms of attracting people to the market. That doesn't sound large, but when you put the pencil to it in terms of the value, that's a big increase in demand. Then on the serving side, the difference is about 0.11 servings. A serving equals point. So the question is, how many servings of beef is included in the household diet in a two-week period? The average household member consumes about 3.4 servings per household member. Without the checkoff program, I think it drops to about 3.3, about 0.11 servings difference. Put the pencil to that, still a lot of beef. And I guess the bottom line in the study is we calculate the rates of return, and that's probably the big story. I know before I've shown it to be about 1 to 5. It's right. The exact number now is 1 to 1.55. Those are statistics. There's variations in it, but it's showing that similar rates of return. And then in the study this year, I also calculated the equivalent impact on the live weight price. So we asked the question, you see the impact of the programs. What if I reduce the programs by 10%, 20%, 30%? What does that mean in terms of equivalent live weight price? From 2003 through 2008, let's take the average household, convert that all the way back to the live weight level. Then if I reduce the checkoff by 10%, live weight price would be 87 cents cheaper, lower. If I reduce it 20%, then it drops $1.74 reduction in live weight price. And in the other direction, if you increase to 10 or 20%, then the live weight price would go up that much. So this is a little different way to look at the same thing. But, again, the bottom line, if you look at the chart, it's the one of the, on average, the rate of return is for every dollar spent, it's 5.5 is what it's showing up in the more recent periods. I guess the other thing that's kind of interesting in the study this year, there has been a change in the effectiveness. From the last time I did this study till now, about 70% of the gain was from attracting people to the market, 30% from increasing the amount of beef you consume once you're a buyer. Now, if you look at another little chart that's in the study, it's the ability to attract people to the market is becoming a little more difficult. this is 70% from attracting people to the market, 30% from buying more. Now it's becoming more about half and half. More of the gain is from getting people to consume more once they're already consumers. And the study, I can't go into the technical parts of it, but the study really shows that it's becoming a little more difficult to attract people to the market. Not sure why, but I do know that the effectiveness in terms of getting drawing people in is a little more difficult than we saw in the past.
Well, let's expand on the ROI, because I think that's really the key for producers as far as that's concerned. So I'd like you to just expand on that again.
So for every dollar it generates, and this is at the live weight level, not at the retail level, it generates 5.5 on at the average, $5.5 in gross revenues, not profits, but gross revenues. And that's been a very robust number for several years now. And it varies a little bit. It's an average, and obviously we're dealing with statistics, so there's some variation in it. But that's a good number. So invest a dollar, creates five. And a lot of other programs are showing similar rates of return. Some are a little lower, some are higher, but that's a pretty good number for a lot of these checkoff programs. But this one's been pretty robust over the number's been very robust over several years now. And I guess the most important thing is producers ask, are you overspending or underspending? And when you look at that five, what's that telling us? That's, if it were 1-to-1, then it's saying you've spent at the optimal, or maybe you've overspent. So it's a distance from that. And so the $1 invested creates five in gross revenues.
Well, I know that there are other people who'd like to talk to you, so it's been a pleasure. Dr. Ron Ward with the University of Florida. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting from Denver.